Alrighty, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall every single Wednesday. So mark that down in your calendar. Oh, man. And you can watch Arsenio this Friday on the Jay Leno Show.
Hey, man, he's number one. You don't have to pitch that. Well, you better tell people when the top 10 list is on.
Oh, yeah, right. Forgot about that. Huh? All right. We do news every single night at 9 o'clock with our dear friend, Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Back up.
What do you do when they turn on what?
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
What do you do when they turn on what?
That's hilarious.
That's Jesse Cher Jackson.
Yeah, it's great. I look forward to that, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Thursday. But now it's Wednesday. We're doing this tonight.
We're a little off.
Because tomorrow night, we're going to be at the Commerce Casino.
Yes, Tim.
Yes, I can't wait for that. It's like Christmas.
Y'all decided to do it on a Wednesday when I'm here to make me lose my next Ebony magazine cover. Because of y'all's damn game.
I still have the last one you're on. Man,
oh,
it looks great.
Yeah. It was touched up a lot. There's no way I look like Babyface, okay?
All right, Gina, what's going on in the news there, baby?
Well, leading the news tonight, the Democratic National Convention is in full swing right now in Denver, Colorado. And here we have a piece of audio of Senator Hillary Clinton doing the roll call and asking for an official suspension of convention rules.
Here we go. Hill dog, ma'am.
Madam Secretary, I move that the convention suspend the procedural rules and suspend the further conduct of the roll call vote. All votes cast by the delegates will be counted, and that I move Senator Barack Obama of Illinois be selected by this convention by acclamation as the nominee of the Democratic Party.
All right, everybody.
Wait, Tim, I'm sorry. Yes. I'm a news junkie, but I must have missed something. Explain exactly what that meant.
No idea.
Oh.
May I jump in?
Let the lady speak. She's the only one in here with a high school equivalency test.
Yes, Arsenio. Yeah.
She wears her GED on her shirt.
Oh.
I'm sorry. All right, go ahead. What does that mean?
How dare all of you. What I think is going on, you know, humor me, is that she was going to write her name on the ballot, right? And they were doing the roll call. And during the roll call, don't you say who you're voting for? Doesn't each state kind of go through and
I think what happens was they were going to all take a vote with all the delegates.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, anybody who pledged the delegates to Hillary, they were going to vote for Hillary.
Right.
And three states into it, she said, may the state of New York be recognized. And then she put a stop to it.
Because she knew that was the last one?
Well, because she also knew that it could be very embarrassing if it got close.
Yeah.
Like, let's say some of the delegates, after they've had a couple of those mile-high spritzers, they're like, I'll vote for woo, you know. And all of a sudden, it's like, wait a minute, it's tied? Uh-oh. Now what do we do?
Well, she came to her senses.
Yeah.
When I did a remake of Star Search for Moonves on CBS. Went about 2 years, a while back, had little David Archuleta on it when he was much younger, you know. Really fun show, right? Our director is in Denver right now, and he is working on this whole thing, the TV vehicle, right? He says there is an advance pantsuit team. he says they come and do some kind of reconnaissance. There's an advance team that comes in and makes sure they bring like three or four pantsuits. They hold them up against the background to make sure they look good. And I don't know what else they do, but he said two guys, one with a gun, one with a headset, they arrived and they walked around the stage with an orange pantsuit, a blue pantsuit, and a fuchsia pantsuit to make sure. Is that possibly true?
Absolutely.
Yes, I saw that yesterday.
We discussed that, I believe.
But why
might expose me for not listening to the show when I'm not here.
Why is the guy armed? Is somebody going to take those pants in?
You know, I'm thinking that they're expecting maybe Pelosi to come in and grab a pantsuit and run. But he probably was a Secret Service guy who was with her and released the pantsuits to the other advanced guy.
This convention up there, it's so far all about the Clintons. You know, you got the Hillary Clinton one night, Bill Clinton the next night. And tomorrow night, they're going to try to, you know, bring this party together. But I'm going to give you $100, my friend.
I don't understand.
Because it's over.
Is that from Jack?
Yeah.
Is that from Jack Silver?
Arsenio Hall
for the year?
And I, we bet on the election. I took Barack Obama. You took John McCain.
Mm-hmm.
And we bet $100. I'm paying you now because it's over. McCain wins. There's no shot with this guy.
Okay, now why do you say that?
This is a split convention. They all should have been behind this guy by now. And every day during this convention, this McCain goes up in the polls. That's never happened before. In the last split convention they had,
wait, I thought it was
Carter.
I thought it was tied.
It was tied in some polls, and he's up in other polls. Dude, it's over. You were right. I was wrong. It's not going to happen. I lost $100. And the moment that, the exact moment, hold on one sec, the moment that Barack Obama started to lose a little momentum was the day that I goddamn bet on him.
Mm-hmm.
I bet $100 that Barack Obama was going to be the next president of the United States, and I'm paying you now because it ain't going to happen.
Now, I can't take the money now. I don't want to take it now.
When do you want to take it?
Because that's going to be a great show when I get to actually take the money. But I'm going to tell you why I said what I said. I said what I said because I'm a graduate of Kent State University. My major was Caucasiology. And
how'd you do?
I was a scholar.
Did you get a B?
I was what Barack was to Harvard. Okay? And let me tell you something. I know white people. Remember the Bradley situation?
Right.
For governor?
Right.
White people will tell you some things, but when they go in the booth, it's like, hey, I'm not voting for that brother. You're like, I don't care if he's light-skinned. I didn't vote for the DeBarge family either. I'm not voting for that brother. And I know he's a bright man. You can depend on the more intelligent man to make the better decision in the White House. But unfortunately, and by the way, I saw McCain on Leno. Is he going to respond to everything with being a prisoner of war?
Wouldn't you?
Oh, that's a good point.
Work that angle.
I mean, because lately he'll fart and he'll say, hey, you got to forgive me. You know, I was a prisoner of war.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And then I didn't get to fart for many weeks.
But if you were held prisoner of war for 5 years, every time you went to Greenblatt's, wouldn't you say, hey, I was a POW for 5 years. Where's that free sandwich?
I think you come home, you leave your wife, you end up with the blonde with the big breast and the 15 houses, and then you call it even and stop telling us about it. You know, but Tim,
I'd use it every day. I'd wear it on my shirt. 5 years in hell.
Barack.
Give me those sandwiches.
Barack should be president, but I don't know, man. This is America.
I don't know. I think you're right, dude. I think it's over. And always, it always happens when I bet on something that immediately goes in the toilet.
Yeah.
If you want to see a stock go in the toilet, like a $50 stock go down to about 28,
mm-hmm.
Let me buy one share. Give me one share, and it goes in the toilet. I'm a complete loser. Nobody, nobody in gambling is like me.
I was at Del Mar once. And you didn't even know I was there, but I was at Del Mar. You were there. And you bet on a horse, and I saw the horse begin to cough. Right when you play after the horse. You know, immediately when you bet, the bet went down.
And if I'm not mistaken, you've passed this recessive gene down to your daughter, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she can't pick anything either.
Yeah. That's how you know she's yours.
Yes, exactly.
You didn't need a DNA test. You didn't need the Maury Povich show, did you?
You just need the forum. Racing forum.
Good, Gina.
I even get screwed at the racetrack when I say to, like, I said to a friend the other day at the racetrack, who do you like? And he says,
Halle Berry.
He goes, no. He goes, I like lunchtime. It's going off 12 to 1. So I go up to the window. I go, I'll take a lunchtime, 12 to 1. He said, that's an old joke at the racetrack, you idiot. Who do you want on the race? I'm like, oh, goddamn, there's no horse named Lunchtime. Right?
12 to 1.
You're a veteran. I'm supposed to fall for that.
I just got it.
I'm a neophyte.
I never
You're
heard
You're not
that.
Supposed to fall for that.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Lunchtime. I'm going to be a loser in that area.
12 to 1.
Lunchtime, 12 to 1.
That's an old Robbie Fox joke.
All right, what else is going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, it's official, as you now know. Randy, Paula, and Simon are all going to have to scoot over to make room for acclaimed songwriter Kara DeGardi. She will be the newest addition to the American Idol judging panel. And when asked what Ryan Seacrest thinks about this change, the host had this to say.
All right, Ryan Seacrest, everybody.
She'll bring, I think, a real unvarnished honesty from a woman's point of view. I just met her for the first time yesterday, and she's pretty tough.
Hmm. You know Paula still, right?
Ryan?
Paula Abdul.
Oh, you said Paula. I thought you said Ryan.
Yeah, you know Paula, right?
Yes, I know Paula.
Is she a little worried here?
You know what? Here's what a lot of people don't know. It's a great angle to say that this woman is being brought in to move out the other woman. But Paula is real tight with this chick. Paula and this chick wrote a song together. Paula and this chick lived together time. So they're kind of cool. If it happens that way, Fox is a bunch of pimps. You know, because Paula, this is her old friend, and she's thinking, yeah. Oh, we're together. It's like the Olsen twins on each so side long. Of Randy and Simon.
But listen to even how Ryan Seacrest frames it, where... Okay. If you think of all the problems that Paula Abdul has mm-hmm. and how this girl, he says, like, on the surface, won't be a problem like Paula. Here.
Okay. She'll bring, I think, a real unvarnished honesty from a woman's point of view.
A real unvarnished honesty. Doesn't that mean she's going to show up without being high?
Yeah, yeah.
Unvarnished honesty from a woman's point
of view. Yeah.
Unvarnished is an E.E. Cummings way of saying... She has no heroin.
Yeah. She's not on pills.
Wow.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
That's for
bet.
Jack. Thank you. Don't call us.
All right. What else going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, in entertainment news, P. Diddy is back on his blog lamenting about the price of oil.
Uh-oh.
In this clip, Diddy complains about the ultimate sacrifice he's made in the face of high gas prices.
All right. Here we go. P. Diddy, man.
Gas prices are too motherfucking high. Hey. As you know, I do own my own jet. But I've been having to fly back and forth to L.A. pursuing my acting career. Okay? Now, if I'm flying back and forth...
Where is he doing the interview? Isn't he Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, I think he's in an airport terminal.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I hear that it's a small world in the background, though.
Yeah, it does sound like he's on a Disney ride doing this.
But I've been having to fly back and forth to L.A. pursuing my acting career. Okay? Now, if I'm flying back and forth... Like what? Twice in a month, that's like 200,000, 250,000 round trip. That. I'm back on American Airlines right now. Okay? What is that? Your boy Diddy right now is on American Airlines.
I think it's hilarious that rich people are putting their G6s in mothballs. That's very. But you know what? Now this is interesting because I know two people, one of which you know, Bill Maher, and someone else that you don't know who's very wealthy. They're happy about this because the roads are empty, the stores are empty.
They said the businesses are friendlier when you come in.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But P. Diddy has his own jet, right?
P. Diddy got everything a Diddy could want.
Wow. You know, he almost got killed over the weekend.
That I didn't know.
Yeah, LAPD pulled him over for expired tags on a rent-a-car. And one thing led to another. Some, words exchanged. And all of a sudden, the cop pulls the gun out.
You know, offending you was like LAPD beating up their publicists. It's the stupidest thing they could have ever done.
I know.
And it's still like taking Pat Kingsley and putting her in a chokehold.
I know. I got a ticket from LAPD, and then I got screwed in court. But here's something funny, and here's something really bizarre that happened to me. But the cop that beat me in court, mm-hmm. right, I ran into him in Vons last Friday.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he was with his kid.
The irony.
With his son. And I looked over to him. We were back in the back. It was the Vons on Victory and Tampa.
Yeah.
And he's in the back there looking at the the hamburger and steaks and stuff. And I'm looking. And I look up and I recognize him. And he recognizes me. And I said, "How you doing?" He goes, "Good. How you doing?" I said, "I'm all right." And he's there with his kid. It was like 11-year-old kid. And I, what I'd like to have done is, gone ape-ass on him. But he's with his kid. So it's more important that, that his kid knows his dad's a good father than some idiot, reaching, grabbing over the, throwing hamburger at the guy.
Do you think he recognized you?
Yeah, he definitely did.
Ah.
But he looks like a good dad, He looks like he's a decent father.
You're not going to lighten up on him because...
Oh, no. Next time he's there without his dad, we're going to have a hamburger fight.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but... Cool. No.
E. coli flying
or
everywhere.
Or this kid, yeah. You no, but I ran into the guy.
That's amazing.
Probably lives in the same area. You know?
But, Tim, I mean, I hate John Voight and Vanilla Ice. I never see them. I never see them.
Yeah, I ran into this guy a week after that happened. Isn't that crazy? It was the same week. On Monday, he beat me in court. On Friday, I ran into him in Vons. Crazy. All right, Gina, what else going on in the news there, baby?
Well, former President Jimmy Carter made a faux pas on PBS television recently. When asked what his thoughts were concerning Barack Obama, Carter gave him a backhanded compliment when he referred to Obama in this way.
All right, here's Jimmy Carter, everybody.
And do you think that if it happens that he is elected, or even just being nominated, yes. will send positive ripple effects throughout the country on the race issue?
Around the world. And I think it already has sent a wave of approbation and admiration in many countries around the world, just knowing that this black boy who grew up...
One.
Well, here's the interesting thing. He paused to make sure he had the right word. He's from Georgia. He's a peanut farmer. My man paused and said, "Ooh, I almost said man. Boy." And, you know, I told Gina before the show, I said, you know, he's old and white from Georgia. He don't know no, but he don't even know he did wrong. And Gina looked at me because she's so evil and she says, "Shut up, it's still news."
Rolled that rolly chair right back around and kept typing.
Man.
This black boy who grew up with just a loving mother and grandparents.
Wow.
And
I tell you. Oh. John McCain ever said that, he'd be on the moon right now scratching his balls. What would I do?
And of course, our bet would be different.
Yeah, right, exactly.
If he's on the moon scratching his balls. I mean, come on, a peanut farmer from Georgia, that's what you got to expect.
I don't know.
Jesse someplace said, "I'd like to cut his peanuts off."
You're stupid.
All right, Gina, what else is going on in the news there?
Well, finally in the news, police say rap music mogul Marion Suge Knight is in a Las Vegas jail right now on drug and assault charges after he was accused of beating his girlfriend while brandishing a knife.
Wow.
Yeah, the 43-year-old co-founder of Death Row Records was arrested yesterday on charges of assault with a deadly weapon, possession of a controlled substance, possession of dangerous drugs without a prescription, and battery domestic violence.
Sure they got the right guy?
I think it was Randy, actually, from that.
Oh,
police responding to a report of a car hitting a curb near the Las Vegas Strip say they found Knight standing over his longtime girlfriend with a knife in his hand. Police say the woman tried to run from the car, but Knight grabbed her. He's accused of having the drugs ecstasy and hydrocodone in him when he was arrested. Knight's lawyers declined immediate comment.
Wow.
Time out, y'all. First of all, when are we going to learn that when Suge Knight arrives at the Vegas airport, run? You know?
You know him? You know Suge Knight?
I know Suge very well. Suge called me years ago, and when I finish the story, you'll know how long ago it was. He called me and says, "I want to come by your office." And you know, when Suge says, "I want to come by your office," you say, "Come on.
Yeah, right.
I'll make lunch."
Yeah.
You know, I'll make some sandwiches. But he came by and he brought a little boy with him who was like 4 years old. And it was Bow Wow.
Is that right?
And Bow Wow stood in my office and rapped. And I put him on the show that night because I was afraid that Johnny Carson might get him. Like Johnny would break Bow Wow. But no, I was so impressed by this kid freestyling in my office. But I know Suge and I like Suge. And Gina, I mean, you're the news lady around here. Isn't that where Suge was when Tupac got shot?
Yes.
He was in Vegas when Tupac got shot? I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I'm thinking when Suge arrives in Vegas...
Just clear the roads.
Yeah, go to your room. Yeah.
Yes, you gotta get out of there.
Gamble by way of television.
Oh, and man. When do you think the last time somebody brandished a knife because they were on ecstasy was?
Yeah.
You just like sit there and rub your sweater, as far as I know.
Yeah.
You don't start, you know... brandishing knives at people.
When I'm on ecstasy, I take out my knife and say, "Oh, can I cut you a check?"
Oh,
now, see, cut you a check.
Yeah, here's again what the story is missing.
Gina just, you know what? Gina is a very funny girl, has a wonderful sense of humor, but she just looked at me and said, "Well, I think you might be over the line."
Just going to roll on over in my little rolling chair.
Are your parents alive?
But here's what that story is missing. Again, the key factor. What did she do to him?
Mm.
What did she say to him?
She provoked him.
What did she say to Suge Knight that made him do that? Because Suge Knight just doesn't do that.
You and Chris Rock are the only men who think like that.
Now, Chris Rock is always like, thinks like that.
OJ cut her head off. But you know, yeah, I understand. It ain't right, but I understand.
You know, you is so rocked out.
Yeah, what did she say to him? I want to know what she said to him like 10 minutes before he had the knife over her.
What do you think would be an appropriate reaction to, you know, something
I
she
slept
would say?
With Dre?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? You whatever she said to him, he didn't like, right?
Clearly.
And she knows who she knows who she's with.
Yeah.
She's the horizontal dance with Hammer.
Right. She's not with, you know, with one of the Jackson brothers. She's not with Tito Jackson. She's with Suge Knight.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy, you know, you don't F with this
Hangs
guy.
Hangs people out windows.
Yeah, he'll you know, he'll strangle you.
I wonder if Tito's ever beat anybody up.
I don't know, but I...
I wonder if Tito's ever grabbed his guitar like El Kabong and hit someone. Bong!
Like if you were with, like, let's say you were with...
Gina.
Well, maybe Gina's sort of a bad example. But let's say you were with I don't even know a chick who's been
real,
in prison.
A real girl.
Yeah, and a chick who's been in prison.
You gotta
step lightly around her, you know? If she's been in prison for murdering somebody or for, you know, beating the crap out of somebody and you're in Vegas with her, don't piss her off.
Okay, so I'm with Lil' Kim.
Yeah. Don't piss her off. I gotta say
all the right stuff to Lil' Kim.
Not exactly anymore, right. Tim. I don't know if you've seen her lately. I don't think either of you could take her.
Really?
I don't think you could take her together.
No.
She's a lot of woman now.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. She's been
hardened,
not
so Lil' Kim. Mm.
All right, we gotta take a break here. Gina, gigantic anything else in the news there, Ben?
That's what's going on.
All right, the news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Enough news.
The news with Gina Grad.
Son, shut up.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you, well, that.
All right, let's take a break here for a second. Arsenio Hall is with us, and you can hear him every Wednesday on this show. And you can see him this Friday on the Leno Show.
Absolutely.
Look at that. Look at that. All right, when we come back, we're going to play a little of Bill Clinton's speech.
That's the meanest white woman I've ever met in my life.
Who, Gina Grad?
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll cut your throat. She will cut your heart out, man. All right, it's the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Interested in going to Camping World 300 at the Auto Club Speedway in Fontana? Listen to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank and Broadcasting Bonaducci tomorrow, because that's when we'll tell you where to find the Speed Freak's very own Kenny Sargent at one of your SoCal Chevy dealers. Kenny's got the tickets to Camping World 300, which goes on this Saturday. For more info, log on to SoCalChevy.com. This whole deal is powered by your freaking Chevy truck tour.
All right. Sorry about that. No, that was my fault. I was worried about going to prison. Speaking of going to prison, you can go to jail if you owe money to the IRS. Did you know that? They can take away your house, your car, your wages. I think they can even take your kids away from you. Isn't that wild? Yeah. Call this number right now. If you owe money to the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, you've got to call Michael Rosbrook. This guy will help you out. And he will defend you from this IRS. And again, if you owe $10,000 or more, you might qualify for the settlement program and get off for a fraction of what it costs or what you owe. So call 866-IRS-PROBLEMS.
Wait, let me get that again, because I'm texting Wesley.
Oh, good.
I'm going to text Wesley Snipes. Give me that number
866
again.
866-IRS-PROBLEMS. Problems. Wow, you're actually texting him, huh?
Oh, yeah,
wow, look
man.
At you. All right, IRS, listen, it's a huge organization. They got a lot of power, and they can make your life a living hell. So be a man, or be a woman, or be a hermaphrodite. I don't know what you are. I don't know what you are. I don't know what you're born with.
They're going to love this commercial.
Yeah. But call Michael Rosbrook and tell him you got to stay out of jail. and tell them you heard it from Tim Conway Jr. and Arsenio Hall, everybody. 866-IRS-PROBLEMS. 866-IRS-PROBLEMS.
You're the always hits the snooze alarm again one.
You're the on the running trail at the crack of dawn one.
You're the such a cute grump in the morning one.
You're the so happy in the morning it's just wrong one.
So, you found your one great love. Don't you deserve a ring you'll fall in love with as well? At Robbins Brothers, all we do is engagement rings. You'll choose from thousands of styles to find the one that's just right for you. Then we'll help you select the diamond of your dreams to go with it. And our master craftsmen will put it all together while you watch.
You're the hates running at 6 a.m. one.
At Robbins Brothers, our only goal is to make sure you find a ring that is simply the one.
You're the but I love running with you one.
Robbins Brothers. One love, one ring. Visit us in 8 locations throughout Southern California or at robbinsbrothers.com.
FM Talk Station 97.1
Free FM.
Let's walk to the store. Let's not take the car. Let's exercise the physical beings we are. Let's stretch our legs a little each day. Let's not sit in the car and wither away. Let's amble. Let's ramble. Let's get out and strut. Let's saunter and get out of our sedentary rut. Let's take Shank's pony when it's not too far to go. Let's put one foot in front of the other and know we've done good for the planet not torching more gas and done ourselves a favor by losing some mass. The world will be better if more of us do it. We'll conserve and preserve and get fit as we shoe it. Let's lower our heart rates and clean up this place. They'll notice the difference from way out in space. Let's make the air fresher. Let's get out and breathe it. The earth will be worth more to whom we bequeath it. So let's walk to the store and for once let's not drive. We're Kaiser Permanente, and we want you to thrive.
Tecate Light presents Bad Habit Confessions.
Hello, my name is Luis, and I'm here to confess a really bad habit. Hang on. Hello?
Hey, what's going on? Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
I didn't even realize I had a bad habit until... Hang on.
Hello? Yo, amigo. ¿Qué pasa, man? Sure, you got it.
I didn't know I had a bad habit until this guy approached me in a bar and said...
You know, that's a bad habit.
What's a bad habit? Hang on.
What? Nah, it's not raining here.
Sorry, you were telling me. What's a bad habit?
It's obvious. Drinking that light beer. Try Tecate Light. It tastes like real cerveza.
So I tried Tecate Light, and after one drink, I broke my bad habit of drinking flavorless light beer. It feels good to now be bad habit free. Hang on.
Hello? Hey! What's going on?
Break the habit. Try Tecate Light. For those who want more.
Responsible drinking is a good habit. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
Don't miss Labor Day's biggest party as NASCAR roars into town for the Pepsi 500 weekend at Auto Club Speedway, August 29th through 31st. Start your weekend at the track early with the Stater Brothers Race Fest on Thursday, August 28th. There'll be loads of fun and excitement for the whole family, including live music, shopping, and appearances by some of your favorite NASCAR drivers, including Jeff Gordon. And the best part is, it's all free. For more information, visit your local Stater Brothers store or visit AutoClubSpeedway.com.
Need legal help negotiating with your lender? Go to 971housecalls.com. Or call 877-246-7745 for a free consultation.
More Tim Conway Jr. in 60 seconds.
So you want to play poker like the big boys, huh? You think you got the guts to push it all in? Well, here's your chance. It's time again for Conway's annual No Limit Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, Thursday, August 28th, at the world-renowned Commerce Casino. That's right, the Commerce Casino hosted the World Poker Tour and the world's largest poker casino with over 250 tables. That's bigger than any casino in Vegas and a lot closer. There's a $6,000 prize pool and other great giveaways. That's Thursday night, August 28th, at the Commerce Casino, located just minutes from the Staples Center. Join the fun. You've been playing online too long. Now play for real. The Commerce Casino will have instructional tables to teach all participants how to play tournament-style No Limit Texas Hold'em, as well as a free seat in the all-new Poker University starting in September, taught by poker instructor to the stars, comedian Roger Rod. Only at the Commerce Casino, and you got to be 21 to get in. 97.1. Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us every single Wednesday. You can see him tonight, tomorrow night, Friday night, on Jay Leno Friday night. Look at
but
that,
right now,
man.
It's the Cat Band when you drop the bomb on me. 97.1 Free FM, where we play most soul to fill your bowl.
You drop the bomb on me, baby.
All right.
You know, there's a guy someplace in his apartment right now saying, you know, Tim's show used to be so different on Wednesdays. Used to be really different.
Get your freaking act together here!
Hey, please, Dougie, please. All right, Bill Clinton spoke tonight to the Democratic National Convention up there. All these people flew up there and looked at this. I still don't understand that mentality, flying cross country to be in an arena with 3,000, 5,000, 10,000 people.
You know what? I
it's all about politics.
I didn't get it until Charles Barkley explained it.
He goes to this stuff?
He's up there.
Is that right?
Yeah. I don't know if it has anything to do with the fact that he played for the Suns and he knows McCain well, but he's a huge Obama fan. He's an independent, has talked about running for governor of Alabama and is not sure whether he'll be able to run Democratic or Republican because he's such an independent and hates both parties. But he's up there because he feels history is being made.
Wow.
And it's the place to be this week.
Look at that. All right, here is Bill Clinton speaking earlier at the DNC.
Sit down. Sit.
Apparently Ludacris got a hold of it. Ludacris and his DJ got a hold of the tape.
That's sit down, right?
Listen. Sit down.
Yeah, sit down.
Sit down. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Wow, I love this guy up there. Huh? He's just a mile high.
He's the man.
I am honored to be here tonight.
It's my buddy.
Please stop.
That's my Thank buddy. You. Give it up to him.
Please stop.
Make him feel better. So he'll act right during the rest of this. That's my dog.
Please sit.
Bill's the only guy that was nice to me after he no longer needed me.
Really?
He's a good
Where'd
guy.
Where'd you meet this guy?
You know what? I didn't know Bill prior to interviewing him that night on the talk show that night that kind of made me more famous than I should be. And
what was he, governor then or president?
He was a governor then, and I had no idea that what was about to happen was going to happen. I didn't think, I mean, because they start calling him the comeback kid after he did that interview with me and, of course, MTV the next day and started to wrangle the younger viewers and voters. And,
right.
You know, he's a special guy. He's really a great guy. And you know what? You would like him. He's incredibly smart. And he's a man.
Yes.
If you know what that means.
I know what that means.
And by the way,
did
I like
hit
Hillary.
On your staff at all?
Oh, all of them. All of them. He got four BJs before he walked past the Entertainment Tonight lot. You know. But can I tell you something? Can I tell you something about this guy and his wife? First of all, his wife is tenacious. That's the kind of woman you want. You want a woman who is tenacious, who will fight to the end, who will never leave you, who will be by your side to the end. And by the way, the only time you don't want her is if you have to break up with a woman.
Right.
Because
yeah.
Hillary will be on your lawn into your next marriage.
Well, she said last night she was a proud mother, a proud daughter, a proud Democrat, a proud
everything but a wife.
But a proud wife, man.
And her and Chelsea. See, I think Chelsea was scarred by some of the things Bill did, because clearly her and her mom have a synchronicity and it has nothing to do with Dad.
No.
I mean, she called Hillary her hero. She pretended like Bill was not in the building.
Yeah, you know, she called him her zero.
Exactly. I mean, Bill could have been Carmelo Anthony last night. She treated him like a brother from another planet.
Oh, yeah.
And Hillary, you know, I mean, she went through a whole list, and there was a part of me, you could feel it. You could say Bill, say husband, say
right.
something. Say
Nothing.
Bill, husband. Something. And Bill was sitting there with that look like,
I love you.
Oh, yeah, I love you despite that you not mentioning anything about me.
All right, here we go. Bill Clinton, everybody.
You know, I love this, and I thank you. But we have important work to do tonight. I am here first to support Barack Obama. And second, And second.
Wait a minute. Did he say second?
And second. Second.
No.
Second.
Is that like
second? I'd like to challenge you to spell it the way he said it.
Well, doesn't Jesse Jackson say, I think he's saying
when
circuit?
When Jesse says second, there's a T at the end
or
of it.
Circuit?
Second.
How does Jesse say it then?
Second.
Circuit.
Second. Second.
Second.
That may be a southern thing.
I think Bill's doing the same thing. What does Jesse say?
Second. Second.
Second.
Second.
Second.
Second.
I hate to say it, but I think there is something subliminal going on in these two men.
Second.
Men who play around on their wives pronounce second, second.
A little
song, shut up. Second.
Second. He's telling the whole country then.
Second.
All right. We got to take a break here. We'll come back. And at the top of the hour, 10 o'clock, Jamie Gold, who won the 2006 World Series of Poker, is going to be on the show. Look at that. Won $12 million, man. And our Arsenio Hall is with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
Broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the stairs. You know they just don't care. I can't take the smell. Can't take the noise. Got no money to move out. I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room. Roaches in the back. Junkies in the alley with the baseball bat.
All righty, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And Arsenio Hall is with us, everybody. Look at that, man.
Jamie,
every Wednesday.
Jamie is here?
Yeah, Jamie Gold's going to be on.
I was hoping he'd show up.
He won the World Series of Poker, won $12 million in Vegas. Excuse me. It's quite a story.
You all right, man?
Quite a indigestion.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
All right, Bill Clinton.
It's contagious.
Yeah, it's great. Here we go.
Second. I'm here to warm up the crowd for Joe Biden. Though, as you will soon see, he doesn't need any help from me. I love Joe Biden. And I'm
oh, boy. Who actually says that?
Jesus
I don't think
Christ.
I don't think Joe Biden's mom says this.
I love Joe Biden.
Yeah. I love Joe Biden's fat daughter. That's what he would say if he really was honest.
Yeah, he doesn't love Joe Biden. Yeah, you're right.
I love his daughter who's intern age. And by the way, Bill's a good friend, but I'm a comedian to the end. If I can get a laugh, I'll sell my mama.
You betcha. All right. This is Bill Clinton earlier on the DNC up in, Denver.
And America will, too. What a year we Democrats have had. The primary began with an all-star lineup, and it came down to two remarkable Americans locked in a hard-fought contest right to the very end. That campaign generated so much heat, it increased global warming.
Now, notice that should have got a bigger laugh, but, you know, all of a sudden they were laughing like, oh, global warming.
Yeah, yeah.
We're Democrats. You got to say, F global warming.
It was a sound joke and they couldn't go with it.
They couldn't handle it because it was a global warming joke.
That campaign generated so much heat, it increased global warming.
They laughed just a little bit and then they started thinking, oops, Gore watching.
Yeah,
Gore's
warming.
Watching. It might be a cutaway. Don't laugh.
The war it did no you know they were probably like did it have an effect on global warming?
Yeah,
you know, they're probably it turned seriously.
Oh, you mean the election had an effect on global warming?
Ooh. I didn't know that.
Don't laugh.
Yeah, please. All right, well, who's laughing at that joke? Who's laughing at global warming jokes in our aisle?
Stop. Gore's behind you. Al Gore's right behind you.
The great state of Ohio doesn't laugh at those jokes. Please, everybody in our section, please stop laughing at that. Please. We're from the great state of Ohio. We don't laugh at global warming jokes.
As Bill Maher says, we tease the Democrats.
My candidate didn't win, but I'm really proud of the campaign she ran.
Even though she never mentioned you once last night.
I am proud that she never quit on the people she stood up for, on the changes she pushed for, on the future she wanted for all our children. And I'm grateful for the chance Chelsea and I had to go all over America to tell people about the person we know and love. Now, I am not so grateful for the chance to speak in the wake of Hillary's magnificent speech last night. But I'll do the best I can.
Thank you.
Hey, Tim. I have a theory. I believe that the only reason this guy has had a long road to warming up to Barack is because in his heart, he believes he blew the election for Hillary. And like
these, I think he did.
These are two people I love, Tim. Don't get me wrong. But I really believe he takes a little responsibility and he had to be angry at Barack a little longer than Hillary, because I think he knows that if he had have been at the top of his game, if he had have been Jordan on Elo in a playoff game against Cleveland,
right,
she would be president.
Well, you know, I think she would have been president if two things would have happened. One, if John Edwards, if the whole affair thing came out before he ran for president, she would have gotten all of his votes in Iowa and Massachusetts, Manchester, all of those votes would have gone to her, and she probably would have won the nomination. Mm-hmm. And two, is if she, after the Hillary, when Bill Clinton cheated on her and the whole scandal came down with Monica Lewinsky, mm-hmm. if Hillary Clinton said, you know, I got to divorce you, dude. I got to run on my own here. I think a lot of women would have really fought for her. They had felt sorry for her, that her marriage broke up, and in such a public way that they would really support her.
Do you think we could elect a woman who doesn't have a husband? Could we accept Hillary without a first man?
Wouldn't that be great? What's the guys rolling in and out of there?
Oh, that's
or the
funny.
Chicks?
Or
the
that's, or, well, hey.
I don't know.
Tim,
I don't know what's going on with her.
That accusation, what were you just saying?
I'm just saying she has a lot of friends who are women. You know, the tea parties and stuff like that. But it would have been interesting to see a single woman as the president of the United States.
That's very funny.
That'd be pretty cool.
Hillary's president, and in the Jefferson room, Billie Jean King is sleeping.
What the hell?
Rosie O'Donnell sleeping in the Jefferson room.
Madonna's here.
Madonna's losing her damn mind.
Oh,
you know what? I didn't have any volume on, but I saw a video the other night, and it was like, there was Hitler references, and
I
didn't listen to it. I just visually saw it, but I think she's losing her damn mind.
Yeah, uh-oh. I think it's over for Madonna. And she looks terrible, too. She's 50,000 years old.
Oh, wait, Tim. I hate to disagree with you because this is the Tim Conway Jr. show.
You think she looks great?
But for 50,000, she's fine.
For 50, she's good. But it ain't what she used to be.
Well, Tim, in the famous Muhammad Ali, Howard Cosell conversation where Howard said, Muhammad, you're not the man you used to be. And Ali said, Howard, I talked to your wife the other day. She says, you're not the man you used to be either. As a matter of fact, if you're the man you used to be, something's wrong with you. Everybody should grow and change. And Tim, I think you have to.
No, Madonna is a tremendous pain in the ass. I mean, how does she get a guy like A-Rod? I mean, how does he fall for that?
Okay, Tim.
Listen, I don't follow Madonna's career.
Mm-hmm.
I don't read about her. And when I see her picture in a magazine and an article, I just change the page. When I see her on TV, I flip around. I don't stop to watch to see what Madonna's all about.
Right.
If I see her name on the internet, I move on. I go somewhere else. When I see her, my eyes fade off her pretty quickly and I move on with my life.
Mm-hmm.
I, who ignore her completely, I know she's nuts. How come he didn't?
Tim, you're at the house. Your wife gives you one pass.
That's all you got, one pass?
One pass, and Madonna wants to give you some. Would you rock it?
I don't think so.
Tim, Stop it, Tim.
Madonna?
Tim,
please, after knowing everything about her, she had a brother write a book about her and what an a-hole she is.
So
her brother wrote a book.
You wouldn't hit it.
Everybody who's ever been with her says she's an a-hole. Her brother says she's an a-hole. And A-Rod says, well, I can change her. She won't be an a-hole to me.
You don't have to do philanthropic work with her. I'm saying that your wife gives you a pass and you're in a room butt naked with Madonna. Do you walk out or make love to her?
Well, let me ask you a question, young man.
Okay.
You're with Madonna.
Yes.
You and Madonna.
Yes.
Are you going to do everything with her, if you know what I mean?
Oh, well, hey. There's a certain point where you smell Rodman.
and you make some rules. You know, you'd be like, okay, no kissing.
Would you do everything with him?
No, you
wouldn't do that, would
clearly,
you?
Clearly, you smell Rodman's cologne and you say, no kissing.
You wouldn't do
and,
that.
And yeah, right. But
you would want her wrapped in saran wrap.
Absolutely.
Before you
I'd
had
put
her.
Saran wrap. I'd dress up in the costume that the Michelin man wears, and I'd put on two condoms. And
she'd be in pigtails and
one,
sing
if
like
one
a virgin.
Condom break, I want to still be protected. You know, but Tim, I don't believe you wouldn't hit Madonna if your wife gave you a pass.
On the same hand, I don't believe that you go around the world with her either.
Oh, no, I've been honest, but I tell you, I check her oil with my dipstick and a condom. Two condoms.
All right, let's take a break here, come back, and talk with the World Series of Poker champ, Jamie Gold, about that big tournament we're having tomorrow at the Commerce Casino, Thursday, 8 to 11 tomorrow night. Commerce Casino, it's off the 5 freeway between the 710 and the 605. And he won $12 million in the World Series of Poker, so he'll give us all like a quick brush-up on how to play for the big tournament tomorrow. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Yo, man,